there. Welcome to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. I am a licensed esthetician and certified makeup artist. This podcast is for anyone who wants to learn more about skin and how to take care of it. From acne to anti-aging, I am covering it all and making it easy to understand. Follow me on Instagram at PureSkinOC. Hey everyone, welcome back. So I want to talk about broken capillaries today. I have actually seen more people ask about these because they're so common, especially around the nose. So I thought I would actually address it on an episode here. They are really common, but luckily they can be treated. But I want to talk about first how they are caused, and then we can talk about how to possibly prevent them from happening in the first place. So just to be clear, broken capillaries are those little red lines that you'll see around the nose area, sometimes on the cheek area, and sometimes in the chin area as well. And there are really common. I know I keep saying that, but most people have them. So if you do, don't feel bad. It's something that everybody has. So let's talk about what causes them, and then we can discuss how to prevent and then how to treat them. Okay, so here we go. Chronic and long-term sun damage and rosacea are very common ways to get broken capillaries. Rosacea causes flushing to the skin, and since that happens a lot, the broken capillaries are often found with this skin condition. Those with allergies also get these, and one big reason is because of the constant nose blowing. So obviously get your allergies under control. I mean, that's going to be the best approach, but you also want to be really careful how you blow your nose. Be as gentle as possible. This could also be true, like if you have a cold, you know, winter is coming, as they say, and, you know, obviously colds are more prevalent. So just be gentle. That's really the best advice. They have those, Kleenex now with the lotion. Don't get it with the coconut oil. That's not good for your pores, but get it with the lotion, so it's a little bit softer. Or my favorite is the ultra soft, by Kleenex, the ultra soft tissues. Those are what I use to do extraction stuff in the treatment room, but they're soft enough that they're not rough on the skin. Okay, you can also look at your parents' skin. Do they have broken capillaries? Your parents' skin is often your future. Looking at them will give you an idea of what you are in for. And this isn't just for broken capillaries. It's also for, you know, dark circles, puffy eyes, even acne, all that stuff. So here is a list of some of the causes. Rosacea, we talked about sun damage, genetics, allergies, hot saunas or a steam room, spicy foods, smoking, alcohol, hot yoga, and then like the old school microdermabrasion. So I can go into, I'll go into a little bit more detail with those. One of the ways that you can prevent is to use a vitamin C serum. You should be using one anyway. I always tell people that starting at 18, start using a vitamin C serum. So many antioxidants, so many benefits to using one. But if you are prone to broken capillaries, then you definitely want to incorporate this into your routine. Just make sure that it doesn't cause, it doesn't sting or cause redness. This obviously will defeat using it for broken capillaries. I have my favorite one that is on my website, and you can also listen to my podcast episode, either on serums or I have an episode specifically on vitamin C. Smoking and alcohol definitely lead to broken capillaries since both drastically can affect the skin. Hopefully none of you are smokers, since we know there are many other reasons already that you shouldn't smoke. And some people have sensitivities to alcohol and don't even realize the warning signs. I have to be super careful with alcohol because if I'm not, my face will get super red and super hot. Cheap vodkas will do this to me, and also wine. I avoid both. Microdermabrasion can be great for your skin, and if your esthetician uses one that is gentle on the skin, no problem. Mine is used on wet skin and uses a low suction, so it will not cause this issue for my clients. Those machines with a high suction and those crystals are prone to damaging the skin. Cleansing brushes like a Clarisonic can do this too. I have an episode on the Clarisonic and I go into more detail because the Clarisonic can also cause damage to the skin with hyperpigmentation and melasma. So listen to that episode if you haven't already. But if you are prone to broken capillaries, you might want to stay away from those cleansing brushes anyway. If you do have rosacea, make sure you are also using skin calming products. If you're not sure what that means, reach out to me. I have helped a lot of clients calm their rosacea. I also have an episode on rosacea too, if you want to learn more about it, if you wonder if you have it. But I also, you can sign up for my skin consultation, which is free right now until the end of the month, if you need some help figuring out what products would be great for helping your rosacea. So basically, these are the reasons that you may get them and how to possibly prevent them. But if you already have them, I do have some good news for you. So look for, there's two machines that you can look for, the ThermoClear or the Skin Classic. And usually estheticians will be able to use those so that they can be easily treated to get rid of those broken capillaries. So I personally have the ThermoClear and I love it. I have an episode about the ThermoClear. I talk about it on my social media all the time. I mean, I haven't much in the last 6 months since I haven't been able to work, but you'll see I'll be posting about it more again. But it's a really amazing machine and actually can get rid of these broken capillaries. The nose is a sensitive area when using this device. So numbing cream is recommended. You know, if there's only like two or three, then maybe you just want to do it quickly and get it over with. It does make the eyes water. And then if we get closer to like the nostrils, then it gets even more sensitive. It can usually be treated in one treatment. Sometimes if they're bigger, maybe you can take two, but oftentimes it is one. Now, if you have a lot in the nose area, cheek area, or around the chin, then sometimes you need a second treatment because as you're treating it, the skin starts to get red and therefore you can't actually see the lines anymore. So you'll have to come back when the skin has calmed down. So you come back after you were fully healed. So, you know, it usually heals in about a week, but maybe we might want to wait just a little longer between the first and second treatment. But it's relatively easy to get rid of, and I have helped a lot of clients get rid of them. So it does make a big difference, especially if you have a lot of those broken capillaries. It does cause just kind of like an overall redness to the skin. And so the clients that I have treated with this, you know, some of them have, the major ones, I should say, have been able to stop wearing makeup on a daily basis. They don't have to cover these anymore. They don't feel self-conscious about them anymore. Laser used to be the only way that you could get rid of these, but now we have these new devices that, or relatively new, devices that will help get rid of them. And it's a more inexpensive way to go about treating them. I'm not sure exactly how the laser works. I'm not sure about the downtime or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be more expensive. I feel like you say the word laser and all of a sudden, you know, the price tag goes up, but you'd have to look into that on your own. But if you are not near me and can't come to me to get these treated, then look for ThermoClear or Skin Classic in your area to see what can be done for you. All right, guys. So that's it. I hope that helps you. I know that you get these things on your face and you don't know what they are, how they can be treated, and feels like sometimes you have to live with them, but these are things you do not have to live with. So hopefully this will help you prevent them. At the very least, you'll know what causes them. And, if they bother you, you know you can get them treated. I hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. You can visit my website, pureskinoc.com. www.thebrandingcoach.com. And also, let's see, it's September 16th, 2020 right now, and I'm having a skincare sale right now on my website since I'm on vacation, and you can check that out. So go to, I have the discount code, I have all the information on my social media at PureSkinOC. So check that out. I hope you guys are having a great week, and we'll talk soon. Thanks so much. Bye.